We're almost at the Tzitzis tying. It's like the last two little Gemaras. And this first piece, I didn't find that much to define on it.
Didn't we do something
like this? We did. So we got to get through it. So, all right. But I want to start that third part with you guys together. So this way you can't baby out tomorrow when I bring the pictures in. Joel, pick up from Amar Rabba Bar Ida.
Amar Rabba Bar Ida. Amar Rabba. Ida. Amar Rabba.
Ida. Whatever.
Ida?
Yeah, Ida.
Whatever.
Amar Rabba. Who cares? Okay. Right. Im Nifsak.
Im Nifsak.
Okay. So if what happens if the...
It ripped from above the knot. First knot.
Right. So, meaning... Okay, so... So, of course, the question you have to ask at this point is...
Yeah,
pshita. What? Yeah. There's, what's the hava meaning here? Of course, if the string, or think about it, if an entire string ripped off of this, right, in its entirety, right, or let's say it was detached from this part here, right? Well, how can you tell me it's still kosher? Okay. Right. Okay. Well, yeah, we did. All right, but so, we did. We had to use this to understand gardumin. Okay. So, but what was the hava in maskana here? You're right. In other words, what would you say? You would say it's... Give me an argument for why it's a problem, an argument for why it's not a problem.
You would have... Well, no. You would have thought that because it's still in the knot, it's okay.
Why?
Because it creates the knot. Make a knot with these strings.
The knot's still attached to the bag.
Yeah.
So
the knot is still attached, and it is in the knot. So it seems like it should be good.
So structurally...
It's fine.
Okay, but why is it puzzle?
All the strings of the knot have to be connected to the bag.
It's also not
this one is connected.
The idea of knot only emerges once I have strings attached to the corner. The corner is you got to go in a certain hierarchy. Corner, right? Yes. Strings, knot, right? So it's true the structure of tzitzis, you can argue, is still intact, but is it part of the kanaf anymore?
No.
Okay, that's easy. So let's get to this next part here. Just do our what's the word for that? Say. Yatziv
Rav Nachman Kamar Lehashmata. Etive, Rava, Lerav, Nachman, the Mount of Rim Amurim, the Triotel, Aval Sofo, Shira, the Garduma, Kol Shibu.
Right. But if I, okay, and that's the key thing is what Shirayim and Garduma mean. Because remember, if you like Gemara language, right? Shirayim means what in halacha?
Nothing.
Right. So the Gemara says, my Shira of my Garduma. What does Shirayim mean and what does Garduma mean? Okay? So my love, keep going.
My love.
Right, which means what? I cut the strings and the strings left over, right? But then the problem is the igardum. But that sounds like gardum would therefore mean that the strings cut off in its entirety. Okay, so the Gemara says no, lo. Chadaktani. Right. So read it. Shiure gardumov, meaning. Garduma means ripped strings, and Shirayim is leftover.
Right.
So how do you understand Garduman means...
There are leftover...
Leftover ripped strings. Okay. Okay? So Velema...
Velema...
So then just say Garduman. So Shira of Lamali, why do you word Shirayim?
Okay.
So we know this. What's the Shior? Shirayim leftover here means, what's the Shior for Garduman? Enough to make a knot out of it. Okay, fine. One more case. Okay, Yosef Rabba. Now this we need to define. This next case. This is a great question. Okay? This is our first introduction into tying tzitzis. Yosef Rabba v'karma mishmei derav. Oh, stop. Okay. Now, I don't care which version do you want to use? The Rambam's version or everyone else? The Rambam? Okay. So the Rama, either everyone holds you have a chutzal krach. You have a string that's used to wrap around everything. Of course, the machlokas between the Rama and everyone else is the Rama says which string is that? The tcheles. Everyone else says just one of the eight. So which one do you want to use?
Everyone else.
What is this? This Gemara is very strange because, of course, this is the what question did you ask on this?
What's the
havamina? Meaning the Gemara is telling you. That the string that you use to wrap around is included in the total number required. The Havmina would say what? The Havmina would say that how many strings would I therefore need?
Nine.
Right?
Nine halves.
No. It would be four. Right.
One full string.
Right, one full string is a wraparound. Right? In other words, this is a... Asher, this is a funny Gemara because it's telling us why would I ever think that that string is not included in the count? Right? One second. Yeah, according to everyone else. Everyone agrees you need a string to create the chulias. That's the wraparound. One string is used to create the chulia. Okay? Right? The swirlies. Okay? So you need a string for that. The question is that counted as part of the quantity of strings that are required? Oh, that's the next Gemara. Okay, but let's assume for now, take it axiomatically, you need chulias. Okay? What? No, it's my nami, I'm a rabbi barachana. Right. So, okay. So I'll add one point to this. I didn't give this to you as a source, but just to make it easier to define. So the Rashba is bothered by what's the Havamina here. But the Havamina comes from our biblical critic, didn't even pick up on this, right? Because if you think about it, right, look, what's the line? There's two words used in the Torah, right? There is Gedil, and there is Pesil, right? So the fact that the Torah uses two different words, Pesil and Gedil, would lead you to think that maybe the Pesil means string, Gedil means knot. You would think that the Pesil, right, is external to the Gedil. Kamashmalan, it's not. That's your hint right over there. Right? It's very good that Rashi brings it up. So again, how do you frame the question here? It's a very simple question. Why would you think that that string that you use to wrap around, why would you think it's external or excluded from the count? And why would you say it is included in the count? It's as simple as that. Okay. I think it's very simple. We had this idea before. Now you'll see the way I'm going to say it, I think it's better. Okay. No, don't be so sure. Okay. So the simple, if we read the Torah, Psil and Gedil, right? So of course, what you guys say in the Havamina, overall, what everyone's saying is perfect, right? Meaning that what would I think? I would think that when I make my tzitzis, the Gedil is comprised of 8 strings, and I got to bring this other string along, right? And like you're saying, functionally, what's the function of that string to do? It's a separate string that's there to wrap around the present structure of Gedil, right? From a functional standpoint, it has nothing to do with the tzitzis. It's simply there to wrap around, right? It's not part of the Gedil. There's no reason why it would be, right? But there is something a little bit different, even according to the Rambam, but it's much easier to learn like Rashi's way. But let me ask you a question, and I think this is what makes it part of the 8, okay? It's not just saying that. I think you have to go further than what you're saying. In other words, within each string itself exists what? The
potential
of the potential of both.
Of wrapping.
Right. You see, that's the idea. Every string has in it the character of both being a Gedil string and a Pesil string. So the Chiddush, that's why the Rashba pushes us to read the Torah that way. What the Torah is telling you is don't read it as, let's put the Rambam to the side, don't read it that I'm bringing a Pesil to the Tzitzis, read it that in the strings themselves exists both the quality of Pesil and Gedil. What?
Doesn't the Pesil say Pesil Tefelis?
And also it's Gedilim, what do you call it? Tzalach, right.
So the Pesil is definitely, you have to be learning like the Rambam.
That's not true. What do you mean? That same concept. No, because I don't think it makes sense to say the package has in it both those components. I would say the someone said before, the individual strings. You look at the individual strings because each string itself has the potential to always be what? A wraparound string. That's part of its identity, right? So in the identity itself exists both Pesil and Gedil. So that's how they merge them together. Okay, so the Havina would say that the Pesil is external to the Gedil. It's coming in as a wraparound. The Maskana say, no, in the very identity of the strings themselves exist both characteristics.
Right, you just take one of the strings and...
Key, there's nothing unique to the Pesil. That's the point. Okay, that's why it naturally comes from the structure. That's better than what you were saying.
Right.
Remember, always keep in mind when we do this, the Rambam holds, there's a blue string, right, that's used as the wraparound string. The Tchela string is your wraparound string, right? And everyone else says no. They say that in the very structure of the tzitzis itself, I must have one min that's tcheles and one min that's lavan. Okay? Hold on. Don't. Why would you poison the well? Wait a second. I don't know. But does everyone remember that? You must remember this. The Rambam holds, okay, tcheles is the wraparound string, right? It's coming in to wrap around the white strings. Everyone else holds that tcheles is part of the structure of the 8. So everyone holds in some way, right? Some of these are going to be blue, and some of these are going to be white. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah, just to make sure from before.
So Gemara now says Yosef Rava. So Oren was complaining. I don't know anything about chulias. Well, you're about to find out. Okay, here's your introduction. Yosef Rava. Okay. Now remember, you have to remember there's two shittas here the entire time. That's what makes it so complicated. Okay, what does this literally mean? Tchela shekarach ruba. What does that mean?
That wraps around the majority.
What? Most of what? Well, what do you mean?
Most of the most of like the.
Rashi. Where's Rashi? Arach Ruba, right? See Rashi Tcheles?
Yeah.
Now he holds Tcheles here means not blue string, but rather what? He means all strings, right? Good. You picked up on that?
Yeah.
Now, okay, right, okay. Remember, that's a big machlokas. The Rambam holds when the Gemara says Tcheles, it means blue string. There's a problem, though, because there are times when the Gemara uses Tcheles where it could also mean white. Here, Rashi, don't worry about that. Here, Rashi's telling you, what does it mean here? It means white strings, meaning strings. Exactly. What? You'll see why. You'll see why. So go on. Sheni Shlishi. Kshera. So what'd you do?
Come on.
What'd you do? What's the case? Two thirds is what?
Oh, two thirds is good deal.
And one third is enough. What's the enough?
What?
The strings, these. Okay? So the first case in the Gemara, according to most Rishonim, right, is going to be, what did I do? I made two thirds of this structure is Gedil, and one third is what?
Enough.
Okay, strings. What do you mean? The ratio of this to this is two thirds to one third. Yes. Why do we care? That's a good question. Why do we care? I don't know. Let's go on. Well, hold on. Where'd you go? Oh, you're Rashi. Sorry, Rashi. Yeah. What does Rashi say? Yeah. Right?
A third gedil and two thirds
anav. Right. Right. Oh, so that was actually before, but the Gemara doesn't mention it again. But the ideal ratio is supposed to be what?
One third
gedil, two thirds anav. Okay. Sure. Okay. Yes. This means this is the gedil, all this here, right? This is the anaf, okay? The strings, okay? Or literally branches, okay? All right, go on. Back to the Gemara.
Amar lei Rav Yosef, Rav Amrav. Oh, Rav Amrav Elo Shmuel.
Okay, it's Ranami.
Amar Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav.
Sheshes.
Amar Rav.
Yirmiyah.
Amar Rav. Tehele Shekar Charav Aksher.
Okay, so we're going to have to answer first. I don't know if we'll do it today. We're going to have to answer first. What's the Havmina? Why would you say it's a problem? Who cares about the ratio? Right? What should I care about at the end of the day? Knots and strings, right? Who cares about the ratio? Why should that matter? Okay. Rav Chiya.
Rav Chiya Bare Zerav Natan Matni.
Hachi.
Hachi Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Sheshet Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Ava Amar Rav. Tchet Zecharka Rav Akshira.
Okay, now comes the next line. Vafilu.
Vafilu Karach Ba Ela.
There you go. So even if I only had one chulia, okay, if I only had one wraparound, okay, it's still kosher.
Right.
Implying, right, this is the implication, implying that I require, right, no, that I require a chulia. Okay, that I need a wraparound, meaning a chulia. So the Gemara is teaching you that a knot alone is insufficient. I must have some type of wraparound. But we don't know about this wraparound yet. How much of the wraparound? What's a chulia? Look at the Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara says,
right,
v'noy tcheles. Okay, this is such a cryptic Gemara. Then the Gemara says, now, what is noy? Now, here tcheles doesn't mean blue, okay? The noy means what?
Decorative.
Right, the decorative tzitzis is a ratio of one gedil to two anaf, okay? Length. We're using the Gemara's language, length. One third to two thirds, okay? Length, okay?
Not just length.
Why?
Looks
well,
nice.
According to Rambam,
Tanya,
Okay, so next thing. Now, Achulia, this is also really important. Achulia cannot come into existence until I have a minimum of, well, I shouldn't say that. The minimum shear of Achulia is 3. I wrap, and then I repeat, and then I repeat one more time. So the minimum shear, the minimum shear of a Achulia is 3. Okay? 3 wraps. You're already sensing what the problem here is, which is that the Gemara is not clear. And this is what leads to 7 different shitas, but the Gemara doesn't do it. The Gemara doesn't tell us what a chulia is. It tells us a shear of 3. What does that mean? That's what leads to this machlokas we showed him. It's amazing. The Gemara is so cryptic. It's not done. Okay? Tana, hapoches. Now, what's poches mean? No, that's posea. Okay. Now, the minimum shear is 3. Now, then the Gemara says, hapoches, the least amount you should do. Now, here's the problem. Does poches here mean the least amount I'm allowed to do, and then you have to relearn what the shear chulia means? Or does it mean we suggest that when you do a chulia, the smallest amount you do is 7? Okay? This is my focus on that. Okay? But let's learn a simple way. In other words, does a poches that less than 7, does that mean when we say a shear chulia, like you're learning, is that there's 3 separate, discrete, like wrapping things, and each one's made up of a minimum of 7? Or does it mean that? So the minimum is 7, okay? Then the Gemara says, that Mosif, if you want to add... Okay. And if you want to add, you shouldn't add more than 13. Now, why? Hapoches. Rikim. Shisha Avir and Shebinan. Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording on this one. It is clear from the Gemara, without question, that when it comes to using the number, you only have 3 numbers to play with. The minimum shear are 3, 7, or 13.
And 1.
No. What's 1? No. Forget that. Say the minimum. Let's make it simple. It's either 3 wraparounds, 7, or 13. But let me ask you a question. If you look at every Ashkenazi tzitzis today, right?
7, 8, 11,
how is that possible? The Gemara doesn't tell you, because 7's connected to 7... firmaments, right? And 13's connected that 7 plus the spaces in between. But you can't have a number in between the two. It's either 7 or 13. As you'll see tomorrow, every single Rishon until a couple hundred years ago, every single Rishon had it either as 7 or 13. No one ever had this business of whatever these numbers are in between. One variable is going to be, does chelos mean the blue string, right? Is the blue string the extra string, or is it part of the min? That's going to be one big issue. And then within that, you're going to have a mix-up of chulias. What does a chulia mean? Is a chulia the structure of 3? Is it referring to the total number of wraparounds? How does 7 and 13 work? Okay? And finally, if you go on the Gemara, when it says Tana.
Tana, kishahu matchil belavan.
Okay, so when you begin tying, okay, from here, right, you begin with white. Okay? Everyone agrees with that. You always start off with white. Then it says... Because why? Because min kanaf, meaning the string here, the first string you tie, must match the beged. That makes sense, right? It makes perfect sense based on our svar, because you're modifying the beged, so it has to be a natural extension from the beged. That's easy. Right. Then the Gemara says, but when you finish the last tie, which everyone holds is true, the last tie should also be white. Why? Malim mekodesh v'im l'rinim. Malim mekodesh v'im l'rinim. Where's the Malim Mekodesh Vein Meridin here? Okay, you only go up in sanctity and not down. That's what it means. Right, so, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I had defined it, but I'm saying, that's what you have to define also. What's Malim Mekodesh here? What are they talking about? What does that have to do with it? Now, get to the last point that Dardik, who piped up here, was joking about. So Dardik mentioned that there's one other part of tzitzis that's not mentioned in the Gemara at all. If you looked at Ashkenazi tzitzis, what you'll see is they all have how many knots? One, two, three, four, five. Right? 5 knots. Huh. Where does that come from? Turns out, I'll tell you where it comes from. Okay? It comes from... Take a look at Rashi, where Rashi says, Min Kanaf. Joel, look at Rashi, Min Kanaf. Right, guys, this. Min kanaf tchila, It's the first wide line of Rashi. So you do the white first and the blue. Now listen to this. V'ha'idna. Chamisha ksharim. Okay. But today we know we have five knots. Amazing. Does the Gemara ever mention five knots?
No.
Does not. Turns out, you know what does mention it? A Medrash. The Medrash mentions five knots. Medrash Tanchuma. Okay? So Rashi says, Shkula. So it turns out that mitzvah, the mitzvah tzitzis, is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Right? Did you know that? Okay. So therefore, Rashi says, Hilkach. So therefore, you have two knots. We'll get to what that means soon. Two knots above, whatever above here means, and three knots below. Now, where does that come from? Sneak over to Tosos real quickly. Tosos says, you see where he says, that's a good question. Hold on. Umasha anu noagim. You see that? It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top of Tosos and lo yifchos. Umasha anu noagim. Okay, lefi. Now, okay, let's go look carefully. Shet tzitzit. Now, spell the word tzitzit. Tzadi yud tuf. What is that in gematria?
600.
What? Okay, ola tuf resh. Okay, it's not going to work out in a second. But the word tzitzit, if you spell it in its entirety, comes out to
600.
Okay. V'cheschutin, 8 strings. Uh-oh, I'm missing 5. So 5, right? Chamisha. Oh, okay. So Tosso says. Tosso says, but 1 second, you can't get Taryak from this because the word tzitzis is missing yud in the Torah. So he says, no, v'yesh lomar. So, but there is a pasuk that mentions one time the word tzitzit with a yud, okay? Right, how more excuse me, lit tzitzit, right? Lit tzitzit, okay? Ushlosha tzitzit k'suvim b'parsha, right? The lamed, zum ishlisha. So the lamed is equal to?
30.
So that makes up for the missing yuds.
No,
the three missing yuds. What?
The lamed gets split up between all three, even though it's only by one.
Right. So it makes up the difference.
That's natural. That's
right.
That's the
okay.